The Traveler's Journal, April 4th, spending Easter on Easter Island. It was Easter Sunday, 1722, when a Dutch explorer, Jacob Roggeveen, came across a large, previously unknown island in the Pacific Ocean, 2,300 miles off the coast of South America. When he and his crew went ashore, they found a harsh, treeless landscape, guarded by towering volcanoes and some 600 solemn stone statues. Easter Island, as Roggeveen named his discovery, is one of the Earth's most remote places. Its history has certainly been bloody. The islanders who greeted Roggeveen were descended from Polynesians who had arrived 2,000 years earlier and had been slaughtering each other ever since. To make matters worse, in stripping the island of trees, those early inhabitants precipitated an ecological collapse, which sealed their fate. By the time Europeans arrived, the population had dwindled to 4,000, and the culture that produced the statues had crumbled. But it left an impressive legacy. The huge figurines, some 60 feet tall and weighing 300 tons, had been hewn from volcanic rock. Called moais, they were said to perpetuate the power of tribal leaders. Today's Easter Islanders, who call themselves Rapa Nui, are a sensual, mysterious people, stranded between their unique and ancient identity and their place in modern society. The still, sparsely populated island has fascinated archaeologists like Norwegian Thor Heyerdahl. There's only one real town and few tourist amenities, but curious visitors are strongly affected by the combination of ancient creativity, human perseverance, and stunning scenery. We get similar reactions from those who visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.